You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So PwC released a report, and they've been doing this report for quite some time. In fact, they released the 21st edition of this report. It's a report on the mining space, and it looks at mining globally and takes into account a lot of the factors that would have been affecting the mining space. And I'm joined on the line by the Tax Services Associate Director for PwC Ghana, that's Gifty up here, to take a look at this particular report and just what it says about the state of the mining space globally. Good evening, Gifty. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by unpacking some of the challenges that the mining space had to contend with globally. Obviously, geopolitical factors and macro factors at that level come top of mind. But what other factors were there that miners had to deal with?
Okay. So thank you, and thanks to good evening as well to you and your listeners. Thanks for the opportunity. So if we had to look at some of the challenges they have, one key one that we notice is that, you know, the mining industry drives on commodity prices of the metals and minerals. And one thing we noticed for 2023 is that a lot of the key minerals and metals dropped in prices. So with the exception of gold and uranium, that were the winners in the price trends for 2023, it didn't go too well for the other minerals. So that would also mean that investment viability and recouping the rewards definitely dwindled. That also combined with increase in input costs also brought the financial performance of the top 40 mines really low. And we also see that beyond that, you would notice that from our observation, the increase in the production cost actually outweighed or were far above the inflationary price hikes. So that meant that was a double impact on the industry. So we didn't see a lot of traction on the kind of performance. And we note that for maybe something a bit unprecedented, since 2016, we haven't seen a two consecutive drop in performance and revenues in the industry. But unfortunately for 2023, we noticed that trend. But I think the good news is that we think some of these things are cyclical and things should be able to pick up.
Ahead, Gifty. Carry on.
Yes. So I was also looking at in terms of maybe other challenges. I mean, of course, we have when the things are uncertain, there's a lot of let's wait and see what happens. So we see that people were a lot more cautious in deals, and even though the whole focus on the green metals actually pushed people to want to have transactions and deals in those kinds of activities and targets, we still saw a drop in the volumes of those deals. So I think those were some of the key, maybe if I'm to mention, maybe just a couple of the observations and challenges.
Mm. Gifty, you touched on a couple of things, and I want to come back to the green side of it in a second. But I want to look at productivity. At the end of the day, regardless of how the prices are performing and how everything's going, each mine or each mining company would have their own productivity targets and the demands that they have of their various teams. Now, this would obviously affect how management teams make decisions and all of those sorts of things. What we've also been seeing is consolidation happening in the mining space, where companies, big companies in particular, are saying we might not be able to achieve productivity via our existing resources, but if we buy up one or two of the smaller mines, it gives us access to things, it improves our numbers, it makes things easier for us to then report back to shareholders about what we've been able to achieve in the year. Are you seeing that the consolidation trend is something that could potentially continue into the future?
Yes, I would say, I mean, that's definitely, there's a lot of positivity there, and that's a strong yes for the future. Deals was one, is always been one of the catchy strategic ways of people entering markets that maybe hitherto they wouldn't have. So people we see focusing on one, hopefully will bring some cost efficiencies. Two, it helps them enter markets or jurisdictions that maybe they wouldn't have the willpower ability to do as before then. And so we see that from our analysis, there was actually an increase in the value of deals for the top 40 mines. We saw that that increased by about 3%, even though the numbers reduced by 15% over 2022. And overall, there was about $64 billion worth of deals, investment and takeover. So we think that people are breaking into different areas, different minerals, especially the critical minerals. That's actually also, it won the day with people, about 40% of the deals being around critical minerals and tech deals. So I think it's something that even over time, we should be able to expect more and to help people maybe strategically grow beyond the organic methods.
Speaking of what's growing alongside the critical metals, is those greener mining metals that you mentioned earlier. What's happening with the green trend? There was a huge focus around things like nickel and copper and the minerals that go into EV batteries and all of that. But also there was at the same time a concerted effort from the mining space to say we want to be companies that reduce our carbon footprints and we want cleaner mining practices and all of that. Are we still seeing that trend kind of is carried on from 2023 into 2024?
Definitely. We see that being actively pursued, and we actually expect that to go into the near future and into the long term. It's a conversation that we believe that is going to hang on in the long haul. So for 2023, we see a lot of the target into those, as I mentioned, increasing. The only downside is that we see that their prices are not rising at the rate or as high as the traditional minerals like the gold and the like. So maybe that's a bit of disincentive for now. We also see that the demand for those minerals have unfortunately not really picked up exponentially as expected. I believe it's a gradual process. So it's going steadily, but definitely there are lots of opportunities out there. We have regulations around, like the EU regulation, that actually requires some kind of use of these green metals and recycling. I think that's another big area. And those green metals are picking up, like, in those areas, we have lithium picking up very quickly. So we believe that trend is going to actually to hang on and people invest into green. Carbon emissions, of course, climate change is a big topic, and I think everybody wants to get it right. So that we can say that is going to be a topic to be discussed for a while.
Gifty, are we saying that now's the good time to get into mining if you haven't? If you've missed kind of we had the big boom or the cyclical sort of upside during 2021 or so, and now we've come back down, prices are very, very low. Is now the time to be getting into mining stocks to get ready for the next sort of upcycle?
Yeah, so I think it depends, right? It all depends on risk appetite. As I mentioned, these things are, as in any commodity market, are cyclical. And now we see the downfall, the downside of it now. We think it's going to pick up. So it's definitely a good time to get in when things don't look so rosy. Because in the future, we believe that this performance will turn around. And also because things are really expanding beyond the traditional mining activities. Now, I mentioned recycling, that we call urban mining, that we highlight really strongly in our report. We see a lot of the demand would also rise because of AI and technology, because the mining industry's output is very critical in technological advancement and products. So we see that that's going to go hand in hand. Beyond that as well, we believe that the technology is going to help to bring about cost efficiencies for them to be able to contain costs and also increase output. So I think that's a very good prospect that the industry has for the future.
Certainly good prospects lying ahead, but also be cautious around this. We could still be in for a bit more downside before the upside. Thanks so much for those insights, Gifty. That's Gifty Appiah, who is the Tax Services Associate Director at PwC Ghana, joining me to reflect on PwC's latest mining report.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.